For Mom. Introduction. I'm standing in the doorway of my closet, on the threshold of what happens next, clutching my last shred of personal power, a great big black trash bag into which I want to dump all my clothes. Nothing fits. I don't mean, haha, nothing fits. I mean, nothing fits. This is worse than the hot pink bikini that destroyed my 20s in a fluorescent bulb-lit dressing room in a Royal Oak, Michigan mall. Worse than the blue jeans that broke my heart in my 30s in a charming Santa Barbara denim shop stacked to the hand-hewn rafters with jeans for every female body in the universe except mine. Worse than the go-everywhere black dress upon which I spent a car payment in my 40s that never went anywhere because the only time I ever got it zipped was 5 minutes before handing my Visa card to the hip LA salesperson who told me how hot I looked in it. This is worse than all that. This is my whole life not fitting. My days are too short. My lists are too long. People aren't where they're supposed to be. Everything's changing without my permission. Children are moving away. Friends moving on. Loved ones leaving the earth. Muscles and skin tone not even pausing to wave farewell before deserting me. And after all I've done for them. Just when I think I can't possibly stand one more goodbye, something or someone I thought would be here forever isn't. Everyone I know is in some version of a great big life shift, right in the middle of people and things that are changing and disappearing way too fast, an unrequested rearrangement of everything in our personal worlds, as if there isn't enough that feels out of control right now in the big world. It's unsettling and unnerving and scary. Impossible to be everything to everyone, to reconcile all that's different, and to keep track of ourselves along that way. I grip the trash bag. I have an overwhelming, exhilarating need to get rid of things before any more leave on their own. I stop my life's work of drawing a comic strip after 34 years when the first rumbles of big change in my own life made it impossible for me to hold the pen. My daughter was starting her senior year of high school, and I panicked that her childhood was ending before I'd had a chance to be a mom. I wanted for once in my life to get to be a full-time mom like the new stay-at-home superstar moms I read about in magazines. And also, if I'm completely honest, like the old-school housewife moms I watched on TV when I was growing up. I wanted to get to feel what it was like to make tomato soup in the middle of the day. That same year, my parents were both approaching their 90s, and I also wanted for once in my life to get to be a full-time adult daughter like the patient, loving daughters I read about in books, graciously, selflessly helping mom and dad glide into their twilight years. None of this has gone as planned. I became a full-time mom at the very moment my daughter decided to reject all input from anyone over age 30. I became a full-time daughter the moment my parents announced they would barricade the front door if I tried to bring in anyone or anything to assist them. I got older, which I hadn't factored in, and became even more obnoxious and belligerent than my child or my parents, incapable of even committing to exercising 5 minutes a day. I thought that when I quit my job, the pace of all the change would slow down, but it didn't. It sped up. Before I knew it, the year zoomed by. My daughter turned 19 and moved to college. My parents turned 90, and I turned into a bi-coastal hoverer, commuting between generations, back and forth